Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. And once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guests today find their roots in the traditional music of Ireland and other Celtic regions. Iowa City is their home. They've been making music together for over a decade. Please welcome the Beggarmen. Thank you. We are so thrilled to have the Beggarman back on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Let me quickly introduce, and let's go back to music in just a moment. But, of course, we have to meet our players. Keith Raines on the acoustic guitar from stage left to stage right. Keith Raines. Then we have Tara McGovern on the fiddle there, and Brad Paulson on a variety of things. You just picked up the mandolin, which we didn't hear in that first piece. A couple of whistles we had you play in the first piece.
Yep.
A big whistle and a little whistle. Those are my technical names for them.
That's right.
Maybe we'll learn about more about those either. And then Joe Dutcher here on the end with an instrument that I've only seen Joe ever play, called the Bodrin?
Probably the Bowron is what I would say.
Bowron.
Yeah.
So as I understand, this group in one form or another, the Beggarmen, have been together this year 12 years.
That's
congratulations.
Right.
Thank you.
Very good.
And I think
Tara?
This exact conglomeration has been almost 10 years, which is exciting.
Is that what you call yourself, a conglomeration?
Indeed, yes.
What a good day.
All right. We'll talk a little bit more about what maybe a couple of you as individuals have been up to a little bit later in the hour. But what do you have planned for us this hour, Keith?
The next song is called Spancel Hill. And this is about a real place in Ireland. Actually, it's a settlement in Clare called The Cross at Spancel Hill. And the story behind this song is a very well-known, very beloved Irish folk song. And it was written by Michael Considine, who emigrated to Ireland probably about, or from Ireland to America probably about 1870. He was 20 years old, and he got over here and spent a little time in Boston and then went to California, but he was sick and he didn't think he was going to live. And so he wrote this poem called Spancel Hill and sent it back home where his nephew, I believe, received it. And then he died. Indeed, he did. And so we're left with this great song. Usually this song is done really slowly, but we like to take traditional songs and do something a little bit different with them. So we sped it up about twice as fast as you usually hear it, and we mix it up with a little bit of a slip jig called The Kid on the Mountain. And before you get worried about the title of that, it's not a kid like a child, it's a kid like a baby goat, who would be very adept at being on the mountain.
The Beggarmen performing on Iowa Public Radio Studio One.
I lay dreaming on pleasant days gone by. My mind been bent on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with a will, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross at Spancel Hill. Being the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and crowds assembled there, the young, the old, the brave, the bold, in duties to fulfill. There were pleasant conversations at the foot of Spancel Hill.
So I went to see me neighbors for to hear what they might say. Ah, the old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning gray. I met old Taylor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Sure, he used to mend me breeches when I lived at Spancel Hill.
Of Spancel Hill.
So I asked her, would she marry me as in the days of yore? She said,
Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before.
The cock he crew in the morning, and he crew both loud and shrill, and I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
What a lovely audience. So we're going to slow it down just a bit and play a newly composed song that Brad wrote recently. Perhaps he could give you the challenge here, because the song has yet to have a name. In fact, it's not a song because it doesn't have any words. It's an air. And it doesn't have a title. And so we're hoping to perhaps hear from you all at some point out there in the world. And extra points if it has Ben or Java in the title, perhaps.
Yes, email us your suggestions. Right now it's just Gan Anam, which means no name in Irish. And hopefully you'll like it. Thank you.
singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio,
adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
And we're back with more Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing it since 2001. Our shows are recorded most Friday afternoons at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, though we do get around the state to other venues. Find out about our broadcast and our event schedule by going to iowapublicradio.org. Today, an old favorite on our stage. Please welcome back the Beggarmen.
We're going to play a song that's not in the Irish tradition. This is an American song written by Woody Guthrie. And it's called Deportee. Ah, the crops are all in and the peaches are rotten. Ah, the oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. We're flying them back to that Mexican border to pay all their money to wade back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. Ah, they took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters, they worked the fruit trees. They rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. Oh, you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. And all they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegals, and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move. Oh, it's 600 miles to that Mexican border, and they chase us like rustlers, like outlaws, like thieves. Well, we died in your hills, and we died on your deserts. We died in your mountains, and we died on your plains. We died beneath your trees, and we died in the bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. Oh, you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. And all they will call you will be deportee. Skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. It's a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. Who are these dear friends all scattered like dry leaves? Ah, the radio says they are just deportees. And is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? And is this the best way we can grow our good fruit?
to fall like dry leaves, to rot on the topsoil, to be known by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. Oh, you won't have a name when you ride big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
Thank you.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and a great joy to have the Beggarmen on our stage once again at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, performing their brand of Celtic Irish music, but also some folk music thrown in there. Perhaps a good moment to ask you, Keith Raines, you have a new project. It's called, I believe, Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School.
Yeah, I'll just put in a quick plug for this. 2 years ago, I received an endowment. I work at Kirkwood Community College, and I received an endowment to work on a project, basically to research folk songs that I've known for years and years and years. And I wrote a series of 10 essays about these songs and other songs, and about the craft of ballad writing and so forth. So I did a lot of research and wrote 10 essays, and they will soon be all up on a website with links to various performances of the songs. But also, Tara and I are working on a performance to go along with this, and we'll be doing our world debut of Folk Songs You Never Sang in Grade School at Uptown Bills in Iowa City on September 28th.
Mm-hmm. So tell me briefly, we'll look forward to that project and checking out the website, but tell me briefly what excludes them from grade school. Were they objectionable in some way?
Well, you know, they're murder ballads. Some of them are songs about warning young ladies to protect themselves from the ways of young men.
Okay, back to music. The Beggarmen, how can we find you on the web before we go back to music?
www.beggarmen.com.
Okay, great to have you. What's next?
Oh, now we're going to go for a set of polkas. And we're going to start with one I found in a tune book. It's called Babes in the Woods. And the second polka is called Dance With Me, Maggie. It's a tune I wrote for a play called A Rogue's Dance, which was written by the local Iowa City playwright Janet Schlapkohl and had its debut in spring of 2012. So I wrote all the music for the play, and this was one of the tunes that was in there. And then we're going to finish off with a nice polka called Tom Sullivan's. Now, Irish polkas are a little different than some of the polkas you might have heard, in that they really go fast. So you really couldn't dance to these, as far as I can tell. You'd be colliding into everybody all over the dance floor. So I don't know how they work these into the dances. But here we go, three polkas. Thank you. you. Finally into the, I can't believe we made it this far into the show without having played a reel, so we're going to rectify that and play a set of reels for you. Start off the tune written by Ed Reavy called Never Was Piping So Gay. And then
Ed Reavy, incidentally, is from the County Cavan in Ireland, which is where my mother was born and raised.
And I think you found the second tune for us.
Yeah, the second tune is by Bobby Casey, and it's called Porthole of the Kelp. The Kelp, we understand, was a ship that was shipwrecked, and Bobby Casey's brother was walking on the shore one day and found a porthole, and that's where the tune name comes from. And then we'll go into a tune by Finbar Dwyer called The Holly Bush.
Thank you. I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
And we're back with more Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. The Celtic Band from Iowa City with us today, The Beggarman.
So we're going to do a song next. Brad's going to sing you a song. And this is a song that Brad wrote the music for quite a long time ago. I'm not sure when, really, but he's had this lovely melody in mind for a while. And I recently have been looking through some pictures of family members and had some trips back to Ireland with my mother and heard some stories from my family. So between the photographs and the stories and the music, we put together a song that sort of brings all those images and ideas together. It's called The More She Lost.
And this is the first time we're playing it for anybody in the outside world, as they say. Child in between them, she can't dream the life she'll have. The miles she will travel, the years slip like water. She'll not see the shadows trail behind. I hear her voice, she makes no sound. The more she lost, the more I found. They met on the dance floor. He laughed at her accent. They'd never expect her to linger. They brought home the baby across the wild water. She'd cry when the aunties would hold her. I hear her voice, she makes no sound. The more she lost, the more I found. Every past hides imperfection. No life can lead a straight line. The more I stare at my reflection, the more I see her distant face in mine. And I wonder, my son does the same when he's drifting. The child and the mother, the tears and the music, the land and the love and the living. I hear her voice, she makes no sound. The more she lost, the more I found. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Brad and I are going to sing a duet next, and we're going to incorporate a jig. You can never have too many jigs in your life, or in your day, in your morning.
So this is a traditional song called If All the Young Maidens Were Blackbirds and Thrushes, and the way it goes is if the maidens were this, the guys will do that. If the maidens were that, the guys will do this. And I thought, we need to give the ladies a shot here. So I wrote a whole set of lyrics for the women, which Tara is going to sing, and I will sing the traditional lyrics. If all the young maidens were blackbirds and thrushes. If all the young maidens were blackbirds and thrushes, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young men would go beating the bushes, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay. And if all the young maidens were green rushes growing, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young men would take scythes and go mowing, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay.
If all the young men were maypoles a-spinning, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young maidens would tie them with ribbon, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay. And if all the young men were rams on the mountain, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young maidens would dance all about them, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay.
If all the young maidens were ducks on the walls, or fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young men would jump in and swim after, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay.
If all the young men were peacocks so handsome, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young maidens would surely enchant them, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay.
Trotting salmon so lovely, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, then all the young men would go fishing on Friday, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay. And if all the young maidens were hares on the mountain, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, young men with their hounds would be out without counting, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-lay.
If all the young men were bonfires ablaze and fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, the maidens would all go a-leaping and twirling, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay. And if all the young men were ships on the ocean, fal-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay, the maidens would all come on board and be captain, fal-diddle-all-fal-all-diddle-all-diddle-lay.
We are so enjoying the hour we have with the Beggarmen on our stage at the Java House. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1, and a nice little duet by Brad and Tara, with, of course, Keith Raines and Joe Dutcher joining in and having a lot of fun. It brings up, if I wanted to sound informed about Celtic Irish music,
I wouldn't know how to say what is the difference between a reel and a jig, since you played both of those. Is there a simple way to put that?
There is a simple way. I'm a music teacher. I went to school to teach music, but I believe that the best education I got on reels and jigs was from Brad Polson, my bandmate right here, because he has a very concise explanation. The reels go rumpa-dumpa, 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 and the jigs go rumpety-dumpety, rumpety-dumpety. Okay. There you go. Who needs to go to school?
Now, Tara, you have a fiddle studio called McGovern Music Studio.
Yes,
opened
do.
Recently?
Well, I've been around for a long time. I changed the name recently for kind of a funny reason. Where my mother's from in Cavan, the county Cavan, I've always liked the name of that place.
Yeah.
And so when I started my fiddle studio 8 years ago, I called myself the Cavan Fiddle Studio. CavanFiddle.com was my website. And in those years that have passed, a lot of Irish websites have gone from being .ie to .com. Mm-hmm. So in the last couple of years, I've gotten a lot of inquiries from people in my mother's home county asking me for fiddle lessons, which I cannot provide except over Skype, perhaps. And so I decided that for clarity, I would change my name to the McGovern Music Studio.
And you're located in Iowa City?
I teach from West Music in Coralville.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to music. Our hour is quickly running out. We've got a few more in store for us. What's next?
This is a song that glorifies work. And people today laugh about that, but actually there's a lot of old songs that glorified work. This is one Jolly Plowman song. Called the Jolly Plowman. Twas early one morning, at the break of the day, the farmer came to us, and this he did say, "Come rise up, my fellows, with the best of goodwill. Your horses need something their bellies to fill." Oh, at 4 in the morning, it's up we do rise, and off to the stable we merrily flies, with a rubbin' and a scrubbin' our horses we go. We are all jolly fellows that follows the plow. When 6 o'clock comes, me boys, for breakfast we meet, and cold beef and pork we do heartily eat. With a piece in our pockets, to the fields we do go. We are all jolly fellows that follows the plow. La da da, la da 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 da, la 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 da da, la da 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 da, la 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 da 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 da. Well, then up came the farmer, and this he did say, "What have you been doing this long summer day? Ah, you've not plowed your acre, I'll swear and I'll vow. You're all lazy fellows that follows the plow." Well, then up spoke our carter, and this he did cry, "We've all plowed our acre, you tell us a lie. We've all plowed our acre, I'll swear and I'll vow. We are all jolly fellows that follows the plow." La da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da da da, la da da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da da da, la da da da, la da 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 da. Well, then up spoke the farmer, he laughed at the joke, said, "It's gone 2:30, boys, it's time to unyoke. So unharness your horses and rub them down well, and I'll give you a jug of my very best ale." La da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da da da, la da da da, la da 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 da,
La da da la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 da. So come all you young plowboys, where'er you may be, come take this advice and be ruled by me. Never fear any master, where'er you may go. We are all jolly fellows that follow the plow. Ah, we're all jolly fellows that follows the plow. Ah, we're all jolly fellows that follows the plow. We're all jolly fellows that follows the plow.
Thank you.
Finishing up our hour with the Beggarmen, and you can find out more about them by going to thebeggarmen.com. Brad Paulson on a variety of instruments, including the Ilian pipes, a couple of different whistles, and the mandolin. Brad's been performing on this hour in addition to his vocal talents. Tara McGovern on the fiddle, and we've been hearing her singing. Also, Keith Raines, his voice, and that beautiful acoustic guitar. Joe Dutcher on the Boron.
Yeah.
Our on-site sound engineer is Jim Davies. Our technical producer is Phil Moss. Production assistance from Derek Kellison. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. If you'd like to find out more about our broadcasts and our upcoming events, perhaps we're coming to an area near you. Of course, you're always welcome to the events at Iowa City Downtown Java House most Friday afternoons. Find out more at iowapublicradio.org. Let's give a jolly round of applause for our guests as they send us out with one more, the Beggarmen.